Simon & Schuster presents Skandar and the Phantom Rider by A.F. Stedman. Read by David Dawson. Prologue. Two unicorns crossed a battle-scarred plain on a moonless night. The first unicorn galloped across the wilderness, urged on by a masked rider. The second unicorn walked in time with its rider's rotting heart. It was a slow beat, a steady beat, the rhythm of a heart accustomed to chaos. The masked rider reached the meeting point first, the flames in his eyes the only light in the endless darkness. He watched the weaver approach, the thump, thump of her unicorn's decaying hooves beat on the dust like a funeral drum. The rider's eyes flickered with fear as the weaver's immortal creature circled him. He was always afraid of her, and it made him feel alive. The weaver sensed that she instilled terror in him. She would always be feared, and it made her feel nothing. "It is time to begin." The weaver's voice wasn't quite human, the words decomposing like a unicorn's wings. The flaming-eyed spy inclined his head and rode back towards Fourpoint. The weaver watched him go, a choked breath of wind catching her black shroud. She did not think about the defeat she had suffered, or the son who had betrayed her. She thought only of the future. For if she couldn't win the game, she was going to change it. Kenna, The Knock at the Door. On the eve of the summer solstice, Kenna Smith sat on the beach and watched the sun sink into the sea. As the lights of Margate sparkled to life behind her, she took Skandar's letter out of her pocket, stared at the envelope, and then put it away again, unopened. She'd had it for 3 days. She wanted to read it, she really did. She missed her brother so much that sometimes, when she was half asleep, she'd take a breath to whisper to him in the dark. Something silly. Something scared. Something secret. And then she'd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?